It's Lily Park and Vicky Hemmings for Express FM at Victorious Festival, and we're here with Bastille. Good afternoon.
Hi.
Hello.
Hello.
How you doing, guys?
Very well, thank you. Warm, but very well.
It is warm, isn't it?
I'm so excited to be here. The lineup this weekend is nuts.
It's crazy, isn't it? It's such an incredible lineup this weekend. You guys have had a busy day so far. You've just been at Pie and Vinyl for a signing. How did that go?
Yeah, it was really great. What a beautiful little shop. Yeah.
Is it your first time going there?
Yeah.
Steve and the boys do a lovely job. Yeah.
I really wanted the pie, but we'll get back.
It was delicious coffee, though. It was really nice. I think sometimes when you release music, particularly over the last few years, it can feel a little bit like you put all this work in something and then suddenly it's out, and it can feel a bit anticlimactic. So it's quite nice to do stuff, you know, with the new album this weekend to mark it and to like actually hold a copy, sign a copy, and you know,
it's real.
We're lucky enough to like meet and chat with all these different people who we've never met before, who you know, who like our music.
One of the guys who works with us took a picture of the queue waiting for you guys, and it's as big as the queue for Record Store Day. That's wow. How busy it was today, which is crazy. So that just proves how loved you guys are.
Right.
You have had an incredibly busy day, but also a tour, festival season. So what's next? What's up for you guys in the autumn?
So we've got a handful of festivals left. Yeah. We've got a brief stint in South America, and then we've got a full EU tour in November. But then that's it.
South Korea.
Oh, like, wow.
Isn't that, yes. I can announce we're going to South Korea in October as well, yes.
Wow.
Amazing.
Have you played all of those places before, or would this be the first?
The one in Brazil is Rock in Rio, which we've never done before, which is obviously like very iconic. So very excited for that one.
The album has just come out on vinyl yesterday. Mm-hmm. Yeah, and apparently, is it clear with like translucent-y bits?
There's a bunch of different versions, yeah.
Yeah.
It does look very cool.
It's like the second half, basically, of we put the first half of the album out in March, and this is part two. So it's the whole complete version. So yeah, it's like loads of music we've worked on over the last couple of years that we're super proud of. We're excited for people to hear it, and it's like, I think Give Me the Future was quite self-contained and sonically kind of unified and very much like thematically unified as well. And I think this is sort of the other sides of that that show, you know, there are orchestral moments and quieter moments and really ravey moments as well. So it's nice to have.
Was it always the intention to do the both? Amazing.
It felt kind of weird. I think we were just thinking about how people release music in, you know, in the era that we all live in, and you know, it's kind of different to how it was when we first put our music. Before, it was a lot more about the build-up to a record, and then after the record, you'd go for ages. And I think now, sometimes the album can feel like a sort of full stop at the end, whereas we wanted to sort of keep it alive. So. It felt really weird holding back songs from the first version of the album that we knew were really important to the record. So there's something about that just the kind of old school mentality of ours felt really strange. But it's been exciting. It's been a nice chance to sort of drip feed different tunes along the way.
And if it didn't feel like the story was finished, then does it feel like it's finished now? Is this a complete like two-parter?
Yeah, very much so. Yeah, this is everything. I think. In everything we were trying to chat about on the album, in terms of like the bizarreness of the times we live in, our relationship with technology, for better or worse, all of these things, it's such an endlessly big topic that there was a lot to write about. So it's nice to have the chance to have a few more sort of angles at that. But ultimately it finishes with a song called Hope for the Future that is kind of optimistic, which we hope to be in and amongst the doom and gloom of the Bastille song. We try and sow some optimism in there.
There's always optimism. I think they're subtly optimistic in a good way. You're headlining.
Very subtle. At some points. Almost implied.
As a whole piece. Mm. It's fine. You guys are obviously headlining this evening. You're up opposite Paolo Nutini.
Hello. I'm so happy.
I was going to say, how do you feel about it? But excited to headline.
We're so grateful to be headlining, but mainly we want to see the Paolo show. Some of our friends play in his band, and obviously he's amazing, so we'd love to see it. So if only we could like split ourselves in two.
If anyone's come up with that technology, that would be fantastic to have in the next 4 hours.
Yeah.
Answers on a postcard, please. Yeah.
What can we expect from the headline show? Because you're over on the Castle stage, which is the one in the dip. So it's a completely different atmosphere from out here, but in a good way. So well, what can we...
I feel anything post Sugar Babes is going to be somewhat let down, as in they pulled out an actual aircraft carrier during mid-set, which if it's a production, that's a big flex, really. I don't know how we top that.
We're just going to play a mix of like we're playing quite a lot of new stuff because we're really happy and we're really proud of it, and so we're playing quite a lot of the new stuff, but like, you know, then a mix of the old, the classics. I think a lot of the things you might expect to hear, like a lot of basically, you know, at a festival you want to kind of keep it quite lively. Maybe one or two little down moments,
hey, a little breath, like pause of breath.
But I think as well, like we've sort of tried to bring a lot of the older songs into the world of the new album, so there's a lot of visuals. The production kind of like takes you through the whole story of the show, and which sounds so pretentious, but I said it anyway. And yeah, we've sort of reworked a bunch of the old tunes to kind of fit in with the new record. So hopefully, main thing is it's, you know, headline slot on the festival. We told them to have a wicked time and have a big old dance and sing along. So yeah, hopefully it'll be great.
Absolutely. Well, we will definitely be there. We're going to come and 100%. See you guys later.
Oh, yeah, we are. It was a difficult decision, but...
So you're saying now, on the record, you are not going to watch Paolo?
100%.
Okay.
You are my headliners for that. You're the one band that I have, like, nailed down. I haven't even decided who I'm going to watch tomorrow, but it was always going to be
amazing.
This. I missed you guys in April, and the minute that I found out you were playing Victorious, that was it.
Oh,
I was done.
Nice.
So it's...
Well,
yeah.
I hope you have fun tonight. I hope you enjoy it.
Yeah, I mean, the last time you played Portsmouth, we saw you at the Guildhall, and you disappeared mid-song and turned up, like, on the top run of the seats.
Up on the bucket,
yeah. Does that
just magically disappears? Maybe like splitting him in two isn't that much of a
good. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, like, all of a sudden the prestige.
There's another one.
Amazing. What do you guys love about playing a festival? Because it's very different to playing like your own show and your own tour. Like, what's exciting?
We always say it's kind of like summer camp for us, because we get to bump into all our like other mates in different bands and stuff, and also see new bands I haven't seen before, or like your classics like your Sugar Babes.
And also it's all free for us.
Yeah, it's true. You haven't had to pay.
Yeah, we like, you know, we've all grown up loving going to festivals and stuff as well. So it's, you know, it's obviously the gig for me is terrifying. For the guys, it's very exciting. But like, it's just a nice chance to see loads of music. Like what you said. You know, our port cabin, our very glamorous port cabin, is opposite the Wombats, and we've known them for years, and we're really friends with them. So, you know, we also haven't seen them all summer, so it's just very excited to annoy the hell out of them. And there's Sugar Babes. I heard that about their set at Glastonbury, but I missed it there. But we just went and watched it now, and it's like they were incredible. Their voices are so amazing, and the band is ridiculous. And you know, it's the kind of thing where outside of doing what we're lucky enough to do, we probably wouldn't have seen that, and wouldn't have been able to. Yeah, so we'll make it.
Should we play a game?
Yeah.
We're going to play a quick game.
Okay.
We're going to play a game of festival this or that.
Okay.
So you just have to choose one or the other.
An answer from each.
Yeah.
We'll just scream at the
part. Yeah, just scream. It's fine. Yeah. Posh toilets or Portaloo?
Posh toilets.
Posh toilets.
I mean, that's unanimous. Beer or cider?
Cider.
Beer.
Oh, there's a split.
Falafel or burger?
Burger. Oh, yeah.
It's a lot of unanimity here. Sun or rain?
Sun. Rain. I'm not a sun lover. Rain, I can chuck a jacket on and we're fine, but yep. I just
sick to death of the sun.
When it's raining loads, and you're at a festival, the mud, which is fine, but then you can't sit down anywhere. Unless you've got one of those camping chairs, which I don't think you have.
Oh, one of the walking stick camping chairs.
You lean back in.
Oh, yeah.
Tent or hotel?
Hotel.
We've changed.
Yeah. We're all of a certain age.
Yes.
Hay bale or hammock?
Hammock.
Who the hell would use a hay bale over a hammock?
There's plenty of hay bales out there. There's kids jumping off them.
I know they exist. But you know, if you have a little nap, you've got straw in your back.
Yeah, that's true. It's a bit more comfort, isn't there?
It's for feeding a horse.
Sorry, we should have given this quiz more context.
Yeah.
Bum bag or backpack?
Backpack.
Sequins or tie dye?
Neither.
Sequins. Sorry, sequins over
there. Yeah, I think I'm sequins, but Dan's tie dye.
I'll do tie dye just to split the room.
Yeah, that's nice.
And right at the front or on the edges?
It depends on the band.
Of the ground.
It depends.
As in, I'm watching a gig.
Yeah.
I'm a barrier guy.
Yeah. Right at the front.
Yeah, like when my first Glastonbury, I went to see Jay-Z was headlining at Amy Winehouse to play before. I spent the entire day up against Barry, and as it got later, it became a squish. And sure, you can't breathe. Sure, your ribs are getting crushed up against the cold, hard barrier. Sure, you let go of all, like, sort of dignity, and you completely, it's either hands up or hands down, and people are touching you, you don't know where, you don't know what's going on. Sure, when you need a wee, you've got to make some interesting life decisions. But it's worth it, I think.